This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Global warming is upon us. That's what top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says as lawmakers from both parties say Hurricane Ida's destruction proves that the nation needs to upgrade its aging infrastructure. A pandemic safety net put in place for millions of Americans ends today. Federal unemployment benefit. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
A $300 a week federal benefit, which was made available to the unemployed on top of their regular state jobless aid, expires today. More than 11 million people in 35 states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico will lose at least some benefits, according to economist Greg Dacko at Oxford Economics. Of those, almost 9 million will lose all their jobless aid. 25 states seeking to push the jobless back to work had already halted the federal aid. In addition, two other federal unemployment programs also end today. One that extended payments to gig workers and the self-employed. Another that extended for long-term unemployed. I'm Julie Walker.
The top Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee is talking about those airplanes still on the ground in Afghanistan that are supposed to be carrying Americans and others out of the country. The planes are not able to leave. Congressman Michael McCaul on why he thinks that is.
We have six airplanes at Mazar Sharif Airport, six airplanes with American citizens on them as I speak, also with these interpreters, and the Taliban is holding them hostage for demands right now.
He didn't provide any specifics on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. Tens of thousands of people who fled South Lake Tahoe, California, ahead of a fierce wildfire, are returning home. Crews have managed to stall the advance of the flames. 22,000 people were forced to run last week. This is AP News. It's one of the best movie debuts of the pandemic. The AP's Ben Thomas takes us to the movies.
Labor Day weekend has been an unusually busy one for the nation's theaters. In years past, people have not flocked to the movies Labor Day weekend. Throw in a surging Delta variant of the coronavirus and you get a blockbuster?
The Ten Rings gave our family power.
Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings was that, at least for the pandemic era. It smashed the record for Labor Day openings with an estimated $71.4 million in ticket sales. It's Marvel's first film led by an Asian superhero. The Walt Disney Company is releasing Shang-Chi only in theaters for an exclusive 45-day run. I'm Ben Thomas.
In Italy, life expectancy for men in some of the worst-hit pandemic provinces has dropped by more than 4 years. For women, it's about 3 years. The latest data just out from Italy. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.